Hey, how's it going, everyone? This is Axe to Grind. Today my topic is called the body temple. There's too many people out there running around sharing themselves with anyone, not respecting their body, not respecting the temple that is their body. And in turn, you're not honoring yourself and you're not honoring your higher source, be it God, be it whatever you like, the universe, whatever is your higher calling, whatever it is that you pray to, that you have hope in. For me, like I said, I am a godly man, so to me it's God. But if you're not respecting yourself, you're not respecting that higher source. You can't go around sharing yourself frivolously. Every time you share your body, and it could be in any form, in any kind of relationship, it could be intercourse, it could be in a friendship, it could be dealing with people's problems, it could be with your own problems, your own issues. Those things take from you, and we share ourselves, or we open ourselves, and of course, it's first and foremost, it's through intercourse. That's the highest form that you share yourself with others. And we carry the spiritual sharing, that connection with that other person. So if you're running around this, and this goes for both men and women, and any type of relationship, but of course, like I said, first and foremost, it's through that relation that we have as in a relationship. And this could, and like I said, the highest form is through intercourse. So if you're saying to yourself, I can't seem to connect, I can't seem to get over this hump, again, the higher source, God, for me, the universe, whatever it is, isn't a convenience store. You can't just go there when you want to say, I'm going to pick up this today, and I want to bring up God today. I want to bring up the Bible, certain verses. I want to bring up the Quran. I want to bring up the surahs, whatever. You can't just do it when it's convenient, and it's not how you want it. Shall we say, you can't just walk around all week doing you, which is a term that's widely used today, doing you, living crazy and doing whatever you want, having sex with people and doing all this craziness, and then and when it's convenient, say, oh, I want to be a good person, I want to believe in God, I want to believe in a higher source, and then you wonder why you're not connecting. When you're sharing of yourself with others, you're also sharing your soul. People don't seem to understand this point. And like I said, this goes for both men and women. Don't walk around being all religious or spiritual when you out there throwing yourself like a piece of garbage. You're not respecting yourself. You're not respecting your temple, respecting your higher self, your higher, source, like I say. Don't come back and say, I'm a spiritual person. Don't quote me Bible verses. Don't mention God when it's convenient. How you live is how you believe. How you live is how you connect. It isn't just one day. It isn't on a Sunday. It isn't on Friday for Yuma. It isn't on Sunday for church. It isn't on Saturday for Sabbath. It isn't on Monday for Alegua or whatever. It's every day. How you live is how you worship. And if you don't honor your temple, you don't worship your temple, meaning your body, your spirit, you cannot honor anything else. So if you want to connect, you want to reach a different plateau, a different strength, honor yourself first. Honor the temple that God has given you, and you'll see the change. But don't walk it, like they say, and not be of it. So the display, the outside, you know, you can show yourself to be a certain thing. You could wear all the garb in the world. You could put on all the priestly necklaces, and you could put on the hats, the kufis. You could put on all this stuff. Who you are behind closed doors and what you live is who you are and how you worship. So you want that higher connection? Respect and honor your temple first. And with that, I'll let you guys be. Take care and God bless.